easily she'd given herself to him, the way she had doffed her dress, and her naked body warm beneath his, her smile, her beautiful smile, her teeth so white against her tanned face, her kisses, her wisdom, how he had felt with her, stronger, wiser, in command, a man who could protect her, show her the wonders of the world. "I always felt like a boy around my father and Portia," Seneca thought. "With you, Ophir, I felt like a man." "But you betrayed me," Seneca whispered, and his voice trembled with rage. "You let me fuck you, again and again, even as Jerael Sela rotted outside the window, still alive, when you knew that Marcus was your father, that I'm your brother, that Portia was our sister. Portia." Seneca's teeth gnashed. New memories pounded him, powerful as the blows of war hammers. Portia striking him in his childhood. Portia returning from Beth-Elo, slapping a grisly gift against his chest. Portia humiliating him before their father. Portia, depraved, cruel, a tyrant who lay with animals and gladiators, who consumed human flesh, stealing his empire from him, forcing him into exile, attacking him even here in Nur. Portia Octavius, his sister, his tormentor, dead. "The Empress is dead," they cheered. "Portia is dead." They danced, sang, celebrated the fall of the Empress who had burned Nur's northern port, whose cruelty was infamous across the world. Yet Seneca, who hated her more than anyone, who still bore the scars of her violence, could not rejoice. "I should have killed you." His strained whisper cracked, then exploded in a howl. "I should have been the one to kill you!" He could no longer stand it. This view of the city, the river that snaked between the walls to the savannah, the northern haze beyond which lay his birthright, his lands to conquer. That glory had been stolen from him. The dream of sailing into Aelaria Maritima, of confronting Portia in the Acropolis, of defeating her as the Empire watched, of mounting her head on a pike. His greatest dream, his destiny, stolen by a fucking guard who stabbed her in a goddamn fucking bath. Seneca turned away from the view. He re-entered the pyramid, fists trembling. A chamber of opulence awaited him. The ancestral chamber of Nur's monarch, high above the kingdom. Hieroglyphs covered the walls and columns, painted with priceless ultramarine and indigo, sprawling between frescoes of Nurian warriors, wild animals, and hybrid gods. Giltwood tables, chairs, and a bed shone with jewels. Statues of jackals, giraffes, elephants, and dancing women stood on the tiled floor, forged of silver, gold, and platinum. Here was the center of the Southern Empire, this realm Seneca had conquered south of the Encircled Sea, seceding from the Aelarian Empire his sister had stolen. His sister, that he would now never slay. Tears filled his eyes, and Seneca roared. He drew his sword, a broad gladius, forged of the best steel in Aelar, and swung the blade. A table shattered, scattering chalices, a wine jug, and a mancala board. The game's pieces, each inlaid with a gemstone, scattered across the floor. He kicked them aside, stumbled toward a shelf, and swung his blade again. Ancient stone statuettes of cattle and shepherds, a priest had told Seneca they were 3,000 years old, flew and shattered against the floor. He moved through the room, smashing vases and statues and antiques, howling with rage. "Dead! She's dead! She's fucking dead, and I'll never kill her!" He crossed the chamber, approaching an obsidian statue of a nude woman with a cobra's head. Howling, shaking with rage, Seneca grabbed the idol. It rose taller than him and strained, teeth grinding, muscles twisting until it tilted. The statue fell and shattered, revealing... Seneca panted and stared. A servant cowered behind the fallen statue, knees pulled to her chest. She was a young Nurian, one Seneca had seen skulking through the palace, an orphan Queen Imani had brought here from the wilderness. The girl trembled in the corner, arms raised, tears in her eyes. "Kira," Seneca remembered. "Her name is Kira." "Please, Dominus." Her voice shook as she stared at his drawn blade. I can get you wine or...